This episode of Stick Like Glue Radio is brought to you by Jim Palmer's How to Sell from the Stage Like a Pro training program. Finally, a proven step-by-step formula for closing more sales from the stage with extreme confidence. If you speak from the stage and want to have more audience members anxious to invest in your programs and solutions, then do yourself a favor and invest in Jim's proven formula, and you'll soon be closing more sales like a pro. Check it out today at www.howtosellfromthestage.com. That's www.howtosellfromthestage.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Berg, co-author of The Go-Giver and author of Adversaries Into Allies, and you're listening to Stick Like Glue Radio.
Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. And those are all great things in your business. I am Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I can't even tell you how excited I am about this week's show, because my very special guest is none other than Mr. John Taffer, the star and business guru of one of my favorite TV shows, Bar Rescue. Let me share just a little bit about John, and then we'll bring him on. John Taffer is a bar consultant with over 30 years' experience working in every aspect of the hospitality business. John has touched, opened, operated, or conceived over 800 bars in 30 countries. Just amazing. He's best known as the host and driving force of the wildly popular show on Spike TV called Bar Rescue. He's also the author of a great new book that I highly recommend called Raise the Bar. In my opinion, I think Bar Rescue is one of the best reality shows out there, and there are a ton, because not only is it highly entertaining, and I'm telling you, sometimes it's edge of your seat entertaining, but on every show, John and his team of experts also serve up really some truly valuable lessons about entrepreneurship and how to market and grow and run a successful business. John, I know you're a very busy man. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to connect with the entrepreneurs in my community.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Jim. You know, you do great work, and there's nothing more important to me than the small business community. So it's great to be here.
Thank you. It is the entrepreneur, small business owner that's going to get this country out of the ditch. So I appreciate all the work you're doing. You know, we could probably talk for hours about Bar Rescue. It truly is one of my favorite shows. But the goal of this program, I got to stay focused, is to educate entrepreneurs about the importance of customer retention and effective marketing strategies. So let me first ask you, John, about your book, and then I want to ask you about your new project called Taffer Time, which is awesome. And, you know, I really enjoyed your book, John. In fact, I think the title of Chapter 1 is so instructive. And the title of Chapter 1 is You Sell One Thing, Reactions. What do you mean about that?
Well, you know, it's funny. Let's just use a restaurant as an analogy, Jim. Let's say you cook a plate of food in the kitchen. You think that's your product. You send it out to the table, and you're out. Let's say you and I are out for dinner. Now, the food hits the plate, hits the table right in front of you, and one of two things happens, Jim. Either you sit up and notice it, or nothing happens. If it's a great plate, you'll sit up. You'll physically react to it. If you don't react to it, if that plate hits the table and nothing happens, that restaurant is stuck in mediocrity the rest of the life. I suggest that the cook in the kitchen isn't making an entree. He's making a human reaction. The entree is not the product. It's the vehicle. Let me give you a couple of other analogies. We don't play music in bars or restaurants. We play reactions. We achieve it through music. We don't serve people. We create reactions. We achieve it through service. And we don't even market to people. We create reactions. And through marketing. Let's face it, if the marketing doesn't create a reaction, it's worthless, right?
It's absolutely right. You know, I totally believe whether you're – I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
So my point is that, you know, 9 out of 10 business people think the physical item or the service is the product that they're selling, but it's not. It's the vehicle. The product is always the reaction the customer has to the experience in dealing with you. And he or she who creates the best reactions, Jim, wins. End of discussion.
Not a question. And you know what's sad about today's environment, I think, in most businesses, is all you have to do is just marginally better, and you're going to stand head and shoulders above the crap that's out there.
It's unbelievable. You know, I'll tell you a funny story, and you'll like this, and I think your listeners will enjoy this. And I won't mention the name of the store. I worked with a retail store, and they were like everybody else. You walk through the front door of this nice little store, and the service person would walk up to you and say, "May I help you?" And as everybody says in the store, you'd say, "I'm just browsing," because you want to be left alone. So 9 out of 10 customers never interacted with the salesperson. They all said, "Nah, we're just looking. We're just browsing." So we changed the terminology. Now somebody walks through the front door of the store, and the salesperson says, "Hi, have you been here before?" Ah. You say, "Oh, I come here all the time." She says, "Terrific. I got a special sales rack in the back for frequent customers. Let me show you." She walks in the back. Somebody else walks in 10 minutes later. "Have you been here before?" "No, my first time." "Terrific. We got a special sales rack in the back for first-time customers. Let me show you." She brings it to another rack in the back. Sales went up 14.6% overnight because we changed the interaction between the service salesperson and a consumer. Things like that, as you suggest, small, detail-oriented, can have a huge impact on business. And by the way, that sales increase was based upon, obviously, them walking in the back of the store, touching more merchandise, seeing things on a sales rack. But it also created a better experience. And when we tracked it, it drove frequency too, Jim. So remember, when it goes great the first time, you got a much better shot at getting them the next time.
Absolutely. You know, I always say, whether you're selling a service or a product, a glass of beer and a burger, if you underwhelm your customers, you're not only not going to get talked about, and therefore you're not going to get new referrals, you're also not going to likely to get a business. You're not likely to visit that business again. So it really is all about the reaction. Again, I want to encourage everybody to get John's book called Raise the Bar. It is available on Kindle and paperback, and you're going to love it. Tons and tons of lessons. So, John, I want to ask you about something that is new. I know you're personally really excited about, called Taffer Time, which is great marketing. I always love when there's a lesson in marketing to go hand in hand. But this is your new website and program that allows you now not just to reach people through the show on Spike TV and your books, but you can reach literally everybody in the connected planet with your enthusiasm and wisdom. And connect me if I'm wrong, John, but your main goal of this is to change people's frickin' minds, right? That's what you say.
Yes, I want to change your lives. You know, here's what I've learned, Jim, and I've done seminars all over the world. If I try to change what you do, don't do this, do that, don't do that, do this, when I leave and everybody goes back to their businesses, they do the same damn thing over again. 70% of them do. But if I can change the way you think, I can't help but change what you do. So my purpose in life is to change the way people think, to make them think properly. And by doing that, I change where their eyes go, what they listen to, what their priorities are, and I can change their whole future outlook towards success. So I've done thousands of seminars and workshops around the world for over 30 years. And I got a new facility in Las Vegas, and I built myself a beautiful studio. I put a bar and all sorts of restaurant areas and stuff in it. I mean, I built something really beautiful. I put in fiber optics, and I'm launching Taffer Time, which is a website where business owners, specifically food and beverage and hospitality people, can go, and they get 5 pieces of content a month. One is Taffer Tips, which are very specific steps to take the following week to grow your business. The other is Taffer Time, which is myself with the most famous people in our industry talking about what they've done for success. The next one is 10-Minute Taffer, which is a management seminar, in essence, in 10 minutes every month. And then the last one is Taffer Training, which is a 20-minute piece of content for the employees of each of the businesses that participate. And this is my way to be able to deliver this on smartphones, on computers, everywhere, through fiber optic technology out of my own studio, Jim, so I can do it all the time and provide all the content that I know people like you and I have in our heads and know can make a difference in people's lives. And you know, people don't know this. You and I spoke for 10 seconds before we went on the air, and we were talking about the fact that, you know, depositing a check from what we do is okay, certainly. But, you know, looking in the eyes of people whose lives we've changed, hearing their voices, that's the payoff for us. So this is my chance to touch a lot of people and really try to change some fortunes.
You know, John, video is so powerful. I mean, beyond words, video and what's going on with just, I mean, inexpensive cameras and YouTube and the ability to touch people where you used to have to spend thousands or tens of thousands of dollars. It's really crazy. You know, with my, I have a web TV show. I've been doing it for 5 years. Thousands of people watch it. My mom can't get over why people watch me, but there are thousands of entrepreneurs actually watch it. And so one of the things I want to share with you, and I know you're probably already working on this or your team is, but make sure you develop a business app, okay, because that puts actually the power of everything, like you say, right in the palm of your hands with the smartphones.
Yep.
You know, and so just a little sidebar, boy, I'm getting off track, but you know, John, I launched my smartphone app literally less than 30 days ago. We've got almost 4,000 downloads, so it's a very, very powerful thing to again, expand your reach.
Awesome, Jim. I'm going to go get it myself, buddy.
Yeah, so just, all you got to do is type in smart marketing ideas. I'll be number one on the iTunes, which is pretty exciting. But,
great.
John, one of the lessons you share so passionately is that most businesses do not have an expense problem. They have revenue problems, and as you say with great passion, revenue fixes everything. That was a lesson you learned many, many years ago managing a corporate bar, right?
It was. I was managing actually a corporate hotel. I was general manager of a hotel at the time, and I have a hotel background, which a lot of people don't know about. And you know, I was struggling like a lot of business owners. My labor cost was high. My marketing expenses were too high. I had to keep cutting back on promotional expense, marketing expense. And, you know, Jim, with no marketing, you're not going to grow your business. So I had less and less resources. And I focused on the dimes and shaving hours off schedules and had rather than really focusing on top line. And I was a young punk at the time, Jim. And somebody came into me with a promotion. So I want to do this promotion. Sounded really good. I did the promotion. The next month, my revenues went up 30%. Now, I had worked there for over a year. Every month, I struggled with those expenses. That month, my revenues went up 30%. Suddenly, I didn't have a marketing expense problem. Suddenly, my labor cost percentage worked. Suddenly, I had a few dollars for promotional expenses. Suddenly, everything changed. And I said, wait a minute. I just learned the secret to business. Revenue, revenue, revenue. And I changed my focus as a manager. And the story ends by me getting promoted 11 times in 5 years. Because every time they sent me to a property, the sales would go up 30, 40%. So they'd send me to a bigger place, Jim. And they kept giving me bigger areas and bigger territories to impact. I got promoted 11 times in 5 years. And then started my own business right after that. And it was all because I developed, and I say this with a smile, a nutcase passion for revenue. A nutcase passion for making certain that every guest experience drives my sales and gets them back. And I became a nutcase about it. And then I became a student of human behavior. How do I move your eyes? How do I move your ears? How do I make you buy what I want you to buy? How can I change the human behavior of a consumer to match my business without them knowing it? And that story I told a few moments ago with the salesperson interaction in a retail store is an example of that. That was designed to change human behavior, and it did. So the ultimate business satisfies the customer and steers their behavior to buy the right things that stimulate profits and a good experience.
And that's
where it's really powerful.
Absolutely. And I've always – I work with a lot of new entrepreneurs, and I always say you cannot save your way out of debt. Let's explode your growth, and your debt will just evaporate. So stop looking to cut this and cut that magazine. The hell with that. Let's grow your business. And I know, you know, you say you were a nutcase, as you said, about revenue, but I also want to clarify for everybody, you are a nutcase about creating positive customer reactions, which leads to explosive growth in revenue. So – really, really powerful.
Well, you know, that's a personal thing, Jim. That's a personal thing, and I think business owners need to know that. If you can go to sleep at night in your own bed and not feel bad about the customers you disappointed that day, actually think about it at dinner. Actually think about it when you go to bed. Have it bother you that you let people down who came into your business in trust. If that doesn't bother you, I suggest you shouldn't be in business. Because if I let one customer down that day, when I was going to sleep that night reviewing my day, I was bummed. And I wasn't going to let it happen the next day. So, you know, this comes from a passion of satisfying people, you know, and understanding that when people walk through the front door of your business, Jim, it's out of trust. They trust you. You can't let that down. If you let down the people who trust you, the whole damn society falls apart. I mean, I know I'm being melodramatic, but the point is sincere. And damn, we better commit to that and commit to taking care of the people who walk through our front doors or call our businesses. Or candidly, we shouldn't be in them.
Absolutely. You know, Harvey McKay, a great best-selling author from the Envelope Company, said, there's no business problem that money can't solve. So just bring in more money and you'll get yourself straightened out. So
Harvey also said 90% of the problems you have in your business are from people you should have fired.
That's true. Yep. They're like a cancer in there because it really it brings everybody down. So in our remaining time, John, again, I want to be respectful of your busy schedule. I want to ask you a couple questions about Bar Rescue. I want to also let you know my daughter, Jessica, who is a new mom and entrepreneur of 8 months, so she could be a stay-at-home mom to my awesome grandson, Nathan. By the way, John, you're going to find this. She lives, like, I think 3 miles from Marley's on the Beach in Warwick, Rhode Island, where you did one of your shows.
That's funny. That's a great place, actually. That's a beautiful area there at Warwick.
It is beautiful. And so one Saturday, Jessica called me and said, Dad, you got to turn on Spike TV. You got to watch Bar Rescue. She knows I'm all about business. I love Bar Rescue. I love, you know, Restaurant Impossible. I love Shark Tank, all these entrepreneurial shows. You got to watch Bar Rescue. The first show that I watched, John, was the one where the horse went into the bar, took a crap on the floor, the owner of the trunk. Oh, what a great show. But you know what got to me about that? Is I'm always looking at people and observing, not just things. What I connected with most about that show was that I think their daughter, she couldn't have been 21, 23, very young, but she was such a remarkable young woman to take on so much responsibility to try and save her parents' bar. And I know there must be a ton of editing that goes into making your show fit in the allowed schedule, but you know, you have it seems like an uncanny knack, John, for connecting with the people who are going to be assets to the business and then trying to marginalize or move out of the way the people who are really trying to screw the business up.
Yeah, you know, that's key. I think it's key to success, Jim. But, you know, I'll tell you a quick story about that episode. First of all, everything is real in Bar Rescue. Nothing is scripted. And you can't make somebody look like a jerk, no matter how good an editor you are, if they didn't act that way at some point. You can't create footage you don't have. I can take away footage of you being a nice guy and leave in the footage of you being a jerk. In theory, you know, we don't do that, but in theory I could. But you would have still had to be a jerk for me to have that footage. So Bar Rescue cannot be manipulated if it isn't scripted, and it isn't scripted. Now, I might exploit moments in real life, you know, in real time, but a quick story of Chileans on 17. When the hurricane episode came out, I got a note from Donna, who was the wife, who didn't remember me the next morning. And there was a newspaper article on this just a few days ago in Arizona. She hasn't had a drink since I left. She's lost 25 pounds. They are out of bankruptcy. They've paid all their debt.
That's awesome.
Their sales are up 90%. And her husband still goes to the same counselor that I set them up with, and he's doing much, much better. But Donna has not had a drink since I left. She's lost 25 pounds. They're out of bankruptcy. They paid their debt. Their sales are up 90%. And take a look. It's in a newspaper. And, you know, that's not an unusual Bar Rescue story. The statistics of Bar Rescue, by the way, there's a website that independently tracks this stuff. And according to them, out of all the Bar Rescues we've shot, and we've shot 53 of them, 7 have closed. Those are the statistics.
Wow.
Now, if I'm off by one because I haven't been here in about a month, so is it possible? So if you take a look at the fact that these 50-plus businesses – said on national TV, looking at a camera, how far in debt they were, that they were, you know, didn't have enough money to make it more than a few weeks. And you hear the story from the owner. So it is what it is. The fact that we're achieving an over 80% track record from people who were so deeply in a dark hole, I'm extremely proud of. So people who discount probably don't know, Jim.
You know, John, we talked early on, I believe it was on the interview and not our pre-interview there, but, you know, you talked about how important it is to change lives, and I know you turned that bar around. I saw how much debt they were in, but God bless you, you changed those people's lives, and it's such the ability you have to get in their face and make them face reality. It's just so powerful. And so I know we got about 60 seconds or 2 minutes. I want to squeeze in one more question if I could.
Sure.
The episode that I watched just this past weekend, John, I forget the town, but it was it was in a university atmosphere. They had a golf kind of environment, and you
Murfreesboro,
quickly turned
Tennessee.
There you go, and you quickly turned that around to be. My memory slipped, but it was like the Brewers Pub or
Brew
something
you.
Like that.
Brew You. Brew You. Coffee, beers, and teas, yes.
Yeah, and the U was representative of the university, so you acknowledged the university in the town and things like that. I thought, I want to ask you, you know, nothing scripted, I totally get that, but do you have much time to research, or after 30 years, does it just come to you, says, okay, this is wrong, this is the new theme?
Well, you know, the answer to the question is going to take us more than a minute, and I'm happy to do it. So here we go, because I want to give you a good answer, Jim. I don't see the operations before I walk in on camera. I use a service called Esri, and I get my demographic, my retail reports, my traffic pattern reports, my traffic count reports on the streets. I get all that information the night before I go into recon. Bar Rescue is shot in real time in 5 days. Day one is day one. Day two is day two. Day three is training. Day four is transformation. Day five is the reveal. Every time. The transformation is actually 36 hours. If we're late and we take more time, it's 38 hours, but it's 36 hours. And I then, after the recon and the stress test, I'm literally doing logos in real time at midnight, day two. Logos flying back and forth, uniforms flying back and forth. Typically, after recon, and this is what you don't see off camera, after recon the first night, we clear the bar. All the staff members are removed by my producers, and I do a walkthrough with my construction team, and I design the bar right then and there. And we determine what features go where, what I'm going to change, what workstations, what aesthetic issues, what flow issues. We deal with all those sciences. I design the space that night. And then during the course of the week, I'll ask questions. They'll ask me questions, then I'll clarify or we'll fix problems. And I have a huge tent set up in the back of the bar where I have a crew of carpenters and a team that travels with me, a total crew of about 57 in Bar Rescue. And we do everything within those 5 days. And but this is important for everyone to know that's listening, we do our homework. We know our demographics. We know our traffic counts. We know our competitive information. That brand, Brew You, the colors, the look of the logo, all of that had a demographic and scientific and positioning or imaging curb appeal logic to it. And we don't pluck stuff out of the sky ever. That's why I think we're running the kind of success ratio we are. Now, if I had a month, Jim, would that have logo been a little different, or maybe this been a little modified, or the design been a little more detailed and sophisticated? You bet, because I can't pull permits and build in 36 hours. It takes sometimes 30 days to get a permit in certain towns. So I can't change where the major doors are. I can't move structural walls. I can't do major plumbing, et cetera. So that's it, and it's done in real time, and I think we do pretty good, especially in the compressed rate at which we do it.
Mm. You know, the owner of that place was genuinely touched and excited about what you gave him, John, which is a new lease on life. So I love how you're doing that. And
Thank you, buddy.
I just want to. You're welcome, John. I want to congratulate you on Bar Rescue. It is such an awesome show. Congratulations on Raise the Bar and Taffer Time. I want to wish you a lot of success with Taffer Time. I'm going to be promoting it all over my social media and to folks on my list. Is John Taffer the best place for people to connect with you and learn more?
Yeah, johntaffer.com is always the easiest way to get me. I'm also on Twitter,
okay.
just as John Taffer. And as a matter of fact, two nights ago, we did a live Twitter event. We trended number one in the USA and number four in the world Sunday night. I was really proud of that.
Oh, yeah,
so
I was trying to get in. I was trying to get in, John, but you were swamped.
We were. It was great. So, you know, that's the kind of channels, Jim, that we want to attach into and say, boy, if we can create that interest in social marketing, then people want to hear from us. And Taffer Time is our way of trying to do that. So I'm excited. And thanks for your support, buddy. Let's talk again soon.
Let's do that. Thank you again, John Taffer, for spending time with these entrepreneurs and sharing some of your wisdoms and stories and continued success. And, folks, that wraps up this very, very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with the amazing marketer and entrepreneur and big-hearted guy, despite how he gets in people's face, John Taffer. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Again, I'm Jim Palmer. I'm your host of this show, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable profitable business faster. Watch for another episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week. Until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Hey, go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.